The Taliban, engaged in a mid-August offensive near Kabul, Afghanistan, killed one American and two Canadian aid workers and their driver. The three workers, employed by the New York-based International Rescue Committee, were building schools and training teachers in several areas of Afghanistan. After the incident, the IRC pulled its staff out of the country. Humanitarian workers in active conflict zones are no longer seen as neutral parties, but as agents of Western influence and values. As former aid worker Michael Kleiman wrote in a recent Los Angeles Times opinion article, many Western aid agencies have agendas such as support for women's rights that are at odds with religiously motivated insurgents such as the Taliban. In August, the Taliban launched a sophisticated series of surprise attacks against NATO forces that killed 10 French paratroopers, the largest number of NATO casualties from a single attack in 6 years. Insurgents have also launched a series of suicide attacks against a major American military base in Khost. In 2003, the Taliban attacked a Red Cross convoy, killing an aid worker. Last year, they kidnapped 20 South Korean missionaries, many of whom were released after a ransom payment. The U.S. subprime mortgage crisis has jumped across the Atlantic Ocean to Great Britain, where housing sales have plunged and foreclosures are skyrocketing. In June, the number of homes sold in Britain fell by almost 50% from the previous year, the lowest number since 2005. Meanwhile, potential English home buyers are facing a mortgage crunch as troubled banks tighten credit standards. The housing crisis has now spilled over into the overall UK economy as growth has slumped and the nation faces a possible recession. Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown is in deep political trouble. The dire economic conditions have prompted the Labour government to pump £3 British pounds into the troubled Northern Rock Bank to keep the mortgage lender afloat. Northern Rock was taken over by the government last spring after the bank suffered a massive run of customers withdrawing their funds. According to the Guardian newspaper, the foreclosure rate of mortgage loans issued by Northern Rock has tripled in the last year. Throughout American history, progressive social reform has come in bold strokes, with brief periods of swift reform followed by conservative reaction and gridlock. According to the American Prospect, progressive movements thrived during the post-Civil War Reconstruction period in dismantling slavery, in the progressive era in the early 20th century, with FDR's Depression-era New Deal and Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. Conservative reaction to the brief bursts of progressive reform have made Democrats, in recent years, reluctant to push for bold measures. Instead, they have sought consensus. After years of congressional gridlock, Lyndon Johnson used the shock over the assassination of John F. Kennedy to usher in a brief 22 months of major reform, pushing Congress to pass the War on Poverty, Medicare, and the historic Civil Rights Act. Jimmy Carter's post-Watergate era of reform lasted less than a year. His groundbreaking energy bill got stalled in the Senate as Carter's popularity faded with corruption allegations against loyalist Burt Lance. Barack Obama, the American Prospect says, should heed the lessons of successful reform by pushing hard and fast for universal health care, tax fairness, and other progressive policies if he should win the White House with a stronger Democratic congressional majority. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Chris Ferriero.